As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Faith, trust, love. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 39 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. From the time these showings were revealed, I desired many times to know in what was our Lord's meaning. And 15 years after and more, I was answered in spiritual understanding. And it was said, "What do you wish to know of our Lord's meaning in this thing? Know it well. Love was his meaning. Who reveals it to you? Love. What did he reveal to you? Love. Why does he reveal it to you? For love. Remain in this, and you will know more of the same, but you will never know different without end." I repeat the word or phrase that has caught me over and over again in my mind. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, John 15, verse 9, and Psalm 36, verses 7 to 9. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. I reflect on the new word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the new word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.